welcome everybody to the Church of the Ascension. Today is the 15th Sunday after Trinity. We follow the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. God so loved the world. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people.
In generous mercy sent the Holy Spirit upon your church in the burning fire of your love, grant that your people may be fervent in the fellowship of the gospel, that always abiding in you, they may be found steadfast in faith and active in service through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Old Testament reading is from the book Exodus, chapter 14, beginning at verse 19. The angel of God, who was going before the Israelite army, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from in front of them and took its place behind them. It came between the army of Egypt and the army of Israel, and so the cloud was there with the darkness, and it lit up the night. One did not come near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the sea on dry ground, and waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went into the sea after them, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and chariot drivers. At the morning watch, the Lord, in the pillar of fire and cloud, looked down upon the Egyptian army and threw the Egyptian army into panic. He clogged their chariot wheels so that they turned very difficultly. The Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the Israelites, for the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and chariot drivers." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea returned to its normal depth. As the Egyptians fled before it, the Lord tossed the Egyptians into the sea. The water returned and covered the chariots and the chariot drivers, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained, but the Israelites walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel on that day from the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great work that the Lord did against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord and believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating everything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants of another? It is before their own Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make them stand. Some judge one day to be better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. Let all be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day observe it in honor of the Lord. Also, those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God, while those who abstain, abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, so that we might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother and sister? Or you, Who do you despise, your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then, each of us will be accountable to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn, after which the young people may withdraw for Sunday school, number 503, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace.
Hear the gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 18, beginning at verse 21.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, the Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children, and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused, Then he went and threw him into prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he should pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When the 19-year-old Israeli soldier Eric Frakenthal was kidnapped and murdered in 1994 by Hamas, his family naturally were devastated. And in an effort to come to terms with their loss, his father joined with several other bereaved families in Israel to found the Parent Circle Families Forum. Later, recognizing that grief is not confined by borders, be they religious or political, they established links with Palestinian families in Gaza similarly afflicted. And today, they work together for peace. These words of the prophet Jeremiah remind us that grief has been with us down the ages. And I quote Jeremiah's words, "A voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." Recent research from the Queen's University in Belfast points to the need for better care for victims of the long years of political violence on this island. It recognized a prolonged grief disorder different to normal grief, which leads to persistent yearning or missing the deceased person, or preoccupation with the circumstances of the death, and difficulty engaging with the new social or other activities due to the loss. As I say, the findings of the Queen's University. And the American novelist William Faulkner said, and again I quote, "History is not was. History is. And that is true for everyone living today. We are living with what happened yesterday and the day before, and fortunate if the past has been kind to us. That is not the case for those who suffer because of violence that need not have happened. And the whole society at large may want to move on, but that is not an option for a family who cannot forget because of an empty chair at the table." The subject of forgiveness, which is sometimes raised in this connection, is discussed in today's gospel reading, which of course we heard earlier. Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, not 7 times, but I tell you, 77 times. Texts such as this can be used to put pressure on victims of violence, but the Korean theologian Min-ha Cho suggests it is not that straightforward. Nowhere, he says, does Jesus suggest that forgiving entails forgetting, nor does he suggest that forgiveness justifies, minimizes, or excuses the wrong. The process of forgiving involves acknowledging both the victim and the offender, reflecting on the wrong committed, and deciding how and what to think about it. The process can move forward only when the victim is ready and willing. An important feature of the Parents' Circle Families Forum is its acknowledgement that grief is universal, as real for Palestinian families as it is for Israeli families. Political and religious barriers are irrelevant. Something which hasn't always been easily accepted on this island, north or south, where compassion can be tribal, with some considered best forgotten. There was an example of this in a recent documentary presented by RTE's Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who revealed that his grandfather had been an RIC constable from County Galway. And as part of the recent season of centenaries, a proposal by the Irish government to commemorate the 542 RIC and Dublin Metropolitan policemen who had been killed during conflict in the early 1920s. The proposal had to be dropped, very sadly and unfortunately, because of resistance, mostly political. Earlier we sang, as our gradual hymn, the words of what is generally known as the prayer of St. Francis Assisi. But, in fact, it probably was not written by him. Famously quoted by Mrs. Margaret Thatcher on the steps of 10 Downing Street the day she became Prime Minister, experts tell us that its first known publication was in Paris in the early 20th century in a small French magazine called La Clochette. But whatever its origins, it expresses in a perfect way the Christian duty to care for the wounded and grieving in our society, especially those who feel forgotten or abandoned. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. To live this prayer is to be a healer, a reconciler, a peacemaker, and, importantly, a true patriot. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. On page 205, we affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, eternally begotten of the Father. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being with the Father, through whom we have come. The giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hear the prayers which we offer in faith. We pray for the Church in all the world. For this diocese and for David, our Bishop, for this group of parishes, and following the diocesan cycle of prayer, we pray today for the parish of Movilla in Newton Arts. We pray for the life and witness of the Church in those parts of the world where there is conflict and where there is persecution, that you will stand with those who in very difficult circumstances are making their Christian profession and endeavoring to live by it. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of creation,
looking with favor on the world you have made. And guide the nations in the ways of justice and of peace. Bless Charles, our King, and all in positions of responsibility. We remember all members of Parliament and all MLAs. That they may commit fully to their duties as public servants. We pray especially at this time for Ukraine. President Zelensky and the government there. For other nations where there is unrest or conflict, remembering Yemen, Iran, Myanmar, and elsewhere. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live and work. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves, and enable us to serve our families and friends and to love one another as you love us. We pray for our schools and colleges as the new academic year recently begun now progresses. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering. Amongst those known to us, we pray in particular for Beth Harrison, for Jim Findlay, and for David Keith. We pray for those who have any special need, remembering in particular the injured, bereaved, and deprived victims of the terrible earthquake in Morocco, and all those affected by the devastating floods in Libya. Sustain all in need following these tragedies and give inspiration and direction to all who are trying to help them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, bind us together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints the joys of your eternal kingdom. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We stand. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
There is another chance at this service to contribute to the loose collection in favor of both the Moroccan earthquake and the Libyan flooding. And given the scale and complexity of both these problems, I do encourage you to give as generously as you can. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The offertory hymn 422, in the quiet consecration of this glad communion hour.
Our Passover has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
We follow the second communion prayer on page 212, and at the appropriate time, the words of the Holy, Holy, Holy may be found in the inset at the back of the prayer book. Let us pray. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. All glory and honor, thanks and praise be given to you at all times and in all places, Lord, Holy Father, true and living God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is your eternal word, through whom you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. Turning to page 214. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Merciful Father, we thank you for these gifts of your creation, this bread and this wine, and we pray that we who eat and drink them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, in obedience to our Savior Christ, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his body and his blood, who on the night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as our Savior has commanded. We celebrate the redemption he has won for us. We proclaim his perfect sacrifice, made once for all upon the cross, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and we look for his coming to fulfill all things according to your will. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Renew us by your Holy Spirit, unite us in the body of your Son, and bring us with all your people into the joy of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, with whom and in whom, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of never-ending praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. Bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Eternal God, we have received these tokens of your promise. May we, who have been nourished with holy things, live as faithful heirs of your promised kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Tomorrow night, Monday, at 8 o'clock in the parochial hall, there will be a meeting of the Mother's Union. And the intention is to discuss and agree a program of monthly activities for the Mother's Union branch for the remainder of this year, and also explore ways in which we can raise funds to support the work of the Mother's Union at home and abroad. And I've been asked to say that anybody else who would like to come along to that meeting for company, for a chat, whatever, is also very welcome. On Thursday evening at 8 o'clock, choir practice here in church. On Friday at 12:30, the lunch club meets in the Pheasant Restaurant. Saturday, from 9 a.m., there will be the decoration of this church for harvest. And as usual, gifts of flowers, greenery, fruit, and vegetables will be very gratefully received. And it would assist greatly if items could be brought to church as early as possible so that the decoration may take place efficiently and smoothly on the Saturday morning. Or alternatively, flowers, etc., may be brought here the previous day, Friday afternoon, from 4 to 6 p.m. And we really are short on personnel to assist with the decorations this year. So if you can help at all with the decoration next Saturday, it would indeed be greatly appreciated. Other items requested at this time of cost of living crisis are non-perishable items which will later be distributed through the food bank. And the particular items requested are long life milk, custard, rice pudding, small diluting juice, sugar, jam, biscuits, and porridge. And as I say, if you can help at all with these, that would be also greatly appreciated. Sunday next is, of course, the Festival of Thanksgiving for the Blessings of Harvest. At 10 o'clock, the preacher at Harvest Parish Communion will be the Bishop of Clogher, the Right Reverend Dr. Ian Ellis. And the young people attending are asked to bring along their own non-perishable item of food, which they will be given the opportunity of offering as a harvest gift. At 7 o'clock, the festival will continue with harvest praise. That's a service of readings, anthems, and hymns for the blessings of harvest. Following the success last year of reviving the Harvest Supper, I'm delighted that the Harvest Supper will take place again this year in the hall following the service next Sunday evening. Harvest appeal envelopes in support of the various missionary societies are with the parish magazine, which is currently in the post. Do please think prayerfully about your response to this year's harvest appeal, and the envelopes may be returned at any of the services next Sunday. And the bowling club resumes its activities this year on Wednesday week. That's Wednesday, the 27th of September. The recessional hymn 647, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.